Thank you for tuning in to Visit Vegas Places with Coil, where we showcase business owners and entrepreneurs in the fabulous city of Las Vegas and internationally. So take notes. This is Real Vegas, real topics, real business with real owners, and you just might hit the jackpot. Real Vegas, real topics, real business with real owners. Today is a good topic. I love all the topics I have, especially when it's anything about business. But we've been getting a lot about vending, a lot of vendors and business owners that are starting to come to Las Vegas and want to, you know, open up shop to vend. Across America, it is known that this is the place where you want to set up shop and you can make money right away or run business efficiently. Of course, I've never seen a city like Las Vegas who supports small business owners like they do. So, yes, there are some updates regarding our new vendor laws in the city of Las Vegas, specifically related to sidewalk vending. Now, keep in mind, you guys, this was on February 25th. It was last updated. So there might be more proposed ordinance that hasn't been finalized. So you guys would definitely want to check in on that. So for my audience that do listen and ask, the new sidewalk vending laws in Las Vegas became effective October 2023, and they did provide a breakdown and key points as far as licensing. To operate legally, vendors need a business license issued by the City of Las Vegas, Las Vegas Sidewalk Vending Ordinance. This requires a valid health permit for your vending cart, a health card for yourself, along with a state business license, possibly a sales permit, sales tax permit. And there are processing and annual fees involved with that. Location, you guys, they state now that you can set up your cart on public sidewalks, but there are restrictions. You cannot be within 1,500 feet of a resort hotel, convention center, or certain event facilities. And there's also a 1,000-foot buffer zone around casinos, the Fremont Street Experience, and other designated areas. If you guys know the Fremont Street Experience, they don't just go out there and set up shop. I didn't even know that. I had to get educated. There's a process that they actually have to sign an application for them in there. And if last I heard, there's a long waiting list. So those people that you see on Fremont Street performing, they didn't just pop up in the morning. It was like, hey, I want to perform on Fremont. They went through a process to be there. Hours, of course, you have permitted vending hours are between 7 a.m. and 11 p.m. And again, that is the Las Vegas Sidewalk Vending Ordinance. And then you have additional regulations, which there might be further regulations from the Southern Nevada Health District, specifically for food vendors, which are expected by the end of 2025. Now, for a more comprehensive understanding, you guys, you can refer to the City of Las Vegas official resources on sidewalk vending ordinance and reach out to your business licensing department for clarifications to get into a deep route. So, and the reason why that was important, because my guest today, well, today's guest, they provide a solution for all that. What they're doing is so excellent. So they provide a solution for all new business owners, sidewalk vending, anybody that's just trying to start a business and don't know where to start at here in the city. They organize events that provide space and clients that for up and coming businesses in the city of Las Vegas. And these are local businesses that I wasn't even aware of. And I love searching up local businesses. I want to introduce you guys. This is a family owned business. 702 Market. I have Samantha, Sabrina, and Chris. Orona? Is it Orona?
Orona.
So this is a family business, too, on top of that. You guys, thank you for joining me. How are you guys doing today?
We're doing good. Thank you.
Oh, man. Thank you for your time. Now, let us know, the audience, about 702 Market. Who consists of operating 702 Market? And then how did it birth? How did that idea even come to fruition?
So 702 Market, what happened was 2 years ago, we started with our other business, Funnel Cakes, and we would always do pop-ups, backyard pop-ups, just any pop-up that we can get into. And me and my sister would always look at each other and like wonder, how can we do a pop-up? How can we do like a backyard pop-up like this? Like, it looks fun. It looks exciting. It looks easy to do.
We always wanted to host one.
We always wanted to. So I guess you could say we were manifesting it with those 2 years. And out of nowhere, things happen. family issues happen, emergencies, and we had to put a pause on our other business. And during that time, an individual came up to us and started talking to us about ideas and how he had connections with Arizona Charlie's. And he wanted to see if we can help him host an event. So me and my sister heard that. We got excited and we were like, yes, we'll help you. Let's do it. And we ran with 702 Market.
I love it. Now, was it just like one of you guys involved or all of you guys was on board or like two and then we had to bring you guys?
We sat out and were like, should we do this? Like, should we? And we all family came together and we did it.
There was a lot of things involved as for it getting started and individuals talking and what we need to do. And
right.
Yeah, it was an all aboard. My wife involved too. We just okay, this is what we need to do. And we ran with it.
I love it. Now, just off guard, while you're thinking about the process, what would you say from beginning, from the idea before you guys actually bring it to life in the first event, what would you say was the hardest, most dreadful part of it?
I think to this day, it's still hard. It's not easy, like how people think it is. It's
right.
It's not.
It's a lot that goes into it.
It is.
It's a lot involved.
Mm-hmm. That we didn't know about. We thought it was, okay, just get vendors, come together and enjoy. But a lot of people don't realize there's a lot of fees.
It's a lot of steps.
Yeah.
A lot of money, a lot of fees. Mm-hmm. It's
right.
A lot of late nights, staying up, answering questions for vendors, finding vendors. That was the hardest at the beginning was to find because we were brand new.
Yeah.
Nobody right. People thought we were a scam. They thought, oh no, they're just scamming. They just want our money. And so that the trust took time. And we still get that once in a while.
Oh, yeah.
Now, this doesn't sound legit. And I don't know how much more legit we can make it seem.
Oh man. And the one thing is you're helping the community. It's easy for somebody to like, you know what, let's go into business and we're going to make a lot of money. We're going to make a profit. But I can respect you guys going into business, not knowing that if we could really profit or not, but we know that we can help the community and we're bringing something together that's bigger that might not have an immediate payout. But later down in the future, this is something big you guys have going on. Not only that, I've seen a lot of people come up with the ideas and the phantom with the, you know, imagination of it, but none of them really follow through, I should say, and be able to keep doing it consistently. And so far I've seen you guys, and it's professional. So that also is professional. And then the consistent part, which I'll give you guys your hats off to. Now with the audience listening, 702 Market, the events, you guys, let the audience know, shoppers, even foodies and even family. This is a great family event, you guys. Let them know that what can they expect when they attend one of your events?
Fun.
Yeah. Good music, fun.
Good vibes.
Good vibes.
Yeah.
And then supporting local vendors. That's the most important thing out of it.
We also
and good food.
We offer a clean. And that's the one thing, is clean. Nice. We want people to come in knowing that it's you know, the trash is picked up. It's clean. It's fresh. It's safe. We want a safe environment because we have you know, all individuals, children, pets. We want a safe environment. So we want to offer that too. And like the girl said, we just want a nice, cool vibe. Event for people to just come out, enjoy, shop, but not just the customers, but we want the vendors to feel that too.
I enjoy it myself. I know we shop. One thing cool about you guys' setup, I like how you had so many options. You'd be surprised, you guys, how many vendors 702 Market fit into their event. It's a lot of variety of things. Also, they have the food trailer. For you could eat. The only thing I can't wait till you guys get is music. If when you guys get music, you guys gonna keep people there all day. I'm telling you. They're gonna be there all day with that music. Now, for those who are listening that are business owners or vendors that are themselves starting up, how do you source your vendors for the event? Is it a curated selection process, or can vendors just approach you directly or DM you directly to be able to be part of 702 Market?
We have them DM us. If not, they can go through our link tree, sign up through our website. Of course, if they want to ask us questions, they can DM us. We have a limited amount of each category that we go by, just so that everyone can be have that opportunity to vent. Fairness, I guess.
Right. And then, of course, as you keep going, you know, consistent during time, I'm sure you're going to have an audience that's going to request certain things there. And it only makes sense. It's like a mall. You guys are actually doing malls on each event. And if the one store is doing good, then, of course, you will want that store to be there again, because I'm sure the people who came before be like, hey, you got to come to this store. And it's just the word of mouth, which is valuable. Social media does a hell of a good job, but I still believe that word of mouth is king. There's no word of mouth is the best kind of marketing you can get, because it's genuine and it's solid.
Yes. We are so grateful for our consistent vendors that we have too, that started from the beginning with us. They see the vision and they want to be a part of it too. So it helps.
I can see the vision too. You guys are doing a good thing, and this is a strong path you guys are going on. Now, far as the vendors, I like when you spoke earlier. How do you guys foster a sense of community amongst the vendors? You know, whether some of them might have experience, some of them might be new. And I'm sure you guys are looking to get vendors in to run the event, but I'm sure some vendors always kind of look at you for advice. And what do you guys do with that, with foster that community?
Well, because we used to be vendors, we are vendors still. We kind of understand, like, when we started, you know?
Yeah, when we started. So we kind of helped them out in that sense. We're still learning ourselves to this day. So we try to give as much as advice as possible. Hopefully they take it.
Makes sense.
Open communication. You know, vendors will reach out and we'll do our best to reply back to tell them, oh yeah, this is what we're required, or this is what you need to do. Because again, there's so many steps involved to have a vendor. We have to comply with city permits. We have to comply with just all these different permits. And when it comes to food, that's another beast. You know, we have to, like you explained at the beginning, we have to comply with the city, the health rules. And there's fees involved in that too. So we do help individuals that are brand new, especially. Point them in the direction to say, this is where you need to go. And then a lot of them will come back and ask that question, well, what exactly is this? And then that we'll answer that, but to the best of our knowledge, to help them. Because we want somebody to, if they have something, we want them to try it and do it, you know?
Right. And then one thing about you guys is why I say it's big. I can already see the potentials, because one thing what you guys are doing, you guys are all not only building an audience of consumers that believe in, like, wherever I go, I'm going to get what I need from you guys, or the places and the locals that I love. But you guys are also building a community of vendors who are your audience also. So your vendors and the local businesses are also you guys' audience, which is a good thing. So you guys almost, as you start thinking about that in the future, you can almost leverage both of those separately. That's big, you guys. That's real big. Yep.
And we've been really fortunate to learn as we've grown over the years of what mistakes and what not to do and what to do. Because like I said, like the girl said, we are a vendor. But we know what attention is going to be asked or what's going to be needed.
Not only that, we understand how scary it could be just jumping in and becoming a vendor. So, I mean, we make it pretty easy for them, because we cover, like, they don't need to have business licensing to join us. We cover just stuff like that. Usually bigger markets, they ask more things, but we make it pretty simple.
Right. And that's important too, because like if you think about it, someone who's just starting might not have a business license. They might not even reach out or even get involved thinking or assuming I might need this when really you don't need that. And if you don't know that, then you won't get involved and participate. When actually you don't need it, you can participate to be able to gain capital or money to get to that next level. And that's good awareness, you guys, that you're doing that. I love it.
Yeah, that's what a lot of vendors think of brand new vendors, is they come to the market and they're like, how do I join this? We're right. Like, do we need a licensing? Do we need insurance? And we're like, no, we provide everything. We got it covered for you. Just pay this price and you're a vendor. And they get all excited. Wow, we thought you charged insurance, or we thought you had to have a business license. We're like, no, goal is to help those small businesses at the end of every day.
That's beautiful.
We do our best to make it as competitive as possible, so that way vendors don't get scared of, oh my God, that price is so expensive.
Right.
That costs so much. Price around. Because they charge other events charge a lot more.
Right.
We do that only to, like you said, to grow the market. We're not making much out of this right now.
Yeah.
We're not. Because all the fees that are involved. But that's because we're envisioning the growth of it to where we then later can make a profit. But right now, we're doing it to support these local small business owners.
Right. Doing it that route, on that journey, it takes true passion. Believe me. Passion comes before profit when you go the route that they're going. And that's beautiful. Yes.
A lot of questions that people ask is, how are you doing this? Why? Why are you doing this? And it's like, we're vendors. We want to help. It's not many doors open like that for people who don't have licensing or don't have the right stuff.
The funds.
So, like you said, it's passion. Mm-hmm. We're genuine about this. Passionate about this.
We love it.
Yeah.
We enjoy it. Even though at the end, we enjoy it. We do.
That's right. Yeah, I can imagine when it's all said and done, and especially when you look at the content, especially with all the creators, everybody who came in, and you can see that community. And not only that, I love it. Like, not only I get a kick out of what I do, because I get to show off that how much Las Vegas can have community. So that's one thing that's important, that we can have community. We can also support our local vendors, which are regular people. A lot of them still have jobs also. They have jobs and do what they do. So that's normal. It's nothing to be ashamed of. That's the part of the game. Everybody has to go through that. You have to learn, live and learn, go through trials and tribulations, and you come out on top, because it all builds character. It does. And you guys are doing a good job. You guys are. Now, are you guys all brothers and sisters?
No, we're sister. Dad.
Dad? Okay, I thought dad was brother. Dad, man. What's dad's secret?
We do our best to stay positive, stay focused.
And I love it.
We've been blessed. We've, like anyone else, we've ran through a lot of hurdles in life, and we've overcome it, and we just keep pushing. We keep pushing because we have a vision. We have a vision of 702 being something, being noticed, being talked about, you know, right. And a positive. So we're just staying as genuine, like Sabrina said, as possible.
Congratulations. You've done a good job. You raised two beautiful queens, and the family is going to be a pillar to the city of Las Vegas. I can see that.
Thank you.
Yes, you guys. Also, I had an idea for you guys. The leader, think about it, just to put a seed in there. When I started, you guys could look up Amazon Influencer Program, and you girls, you guys would be good at that. Whenever you guys leave me, go on Instagram, look up Amazon Influencer Program, and on their page there's an application, and you guys should sign up and sign, and we'll allow you, once you get approved, to create content. You can build your storefront, and you can get paid from all that, and you'll have an Amazon storefront. And then the reason why I was thinking about you guys would be perfect, because a lot of your vendors are already probably on Amazon. And then I'll also give you opportunity to put their items into your storefront. So it's like a full circle, you know? So, yeah.
Yeah, we have Now we just
I signed up for it for good us. Stuff. No, if it's the influencer program.
Yeah.
Now it's gonna be both because I signed up for the influencer, but because my podcast is a business, I do the influencer and associate. So do both. Do the associate and then the influencer.
Okay. Yeah, yep. I think we
We'll look into the influencer. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Yeah, if you guys need anything too, you know, I'm right here. Just reach out. Okay. All right. This is like my first year passing doing it fully, and it's real fun. So, and I already see that. I was like, you guys would be good at that. You guys would be good. Yes. Cool. All right. So now give the social media handles before we get into this or that. Let us know the social media handles and where vendors can contact you guys to be part of the 702 market.
So our biggest one is Instagram. That's where we post and we take a lot of questions and DMs. So that's 702market_. Another one is our website, which is 702markets.com. So that's where a lot of people go. TikTok also, which is 702market_. Also, so everything is 702market with an underscore.
Yes, and if you guys are driving or if you're at your lunchtime, keep in mind once you get settled, you can go into the show notes. And I do have 702market social media handles. I also have their LinkedIn right into the show notes where you can click into the show notes and it'll go directly to their page where you can follow them. You guys get the dates of the next event. And then also, if you are a vendor and if you're interested in being part of the event, send them a message so they can get you signed up. Okay. All right. So you guys, we're going to get into this or that. You guys can take one each. So it's three this or that. And you guys can take one each or some just come together on a whole. I feel you guys are probably all have the same questions because you guys are in sync. So we're going to throw the first one, this or that. So this one, the girls probably got this one, Pops. And I was thinking of the girls because of my boys. Hot Takis or Hot Cheetos? Which is your go-to?
Hot Cheetos.
All right. So you guys are old school. I noticed the youngsters, the old schoolers like the Hot Cheetos. The youngsters like the Takis.
Yes.
So, yeah. All right. So the next one, how about Team Red Sauce or Team Verde Sauce?
I like red sauce, but like green sauce.
I like green sauce.
We're the green.
She's
the green. Verde. So you like, you're spicy. The one, the red sauce. Yeah, she's the spicy. I love Verde. Team Verde. I could put Verde sauce on anything that's Hispanic food. Like literally, it doesn't matter what it is, right? And if it has a little lime taste to it, it's over with. You know, just a hint of it. Oh, man. All right. So the next one. What is your go-to taco? Pollo or asada?
Asada.
All right. Okay, I love it. I love it. I knew you guys would be in sync, but we got the eyeball with the red sauce. She said red. I want mine. It's hot. Give me hot. All right, so we're going to see how very, very Vegas you are. I went easy on you guys. I think you guys, I know you guys are going to get this one off the rip. So this is a trivia question for Las Vegas. And I do give three multiple choices after the question. So I give you three options to choose from. So we're going to see 702 market, how very, very Vegas they are. So the question, what low-cost airline headquartered in Las Vegas is the name sponsor of the stadium currently being used by the Las Vegas Raiders of the NFL? So what low-cost airline headquartered in Las Vegas is the name sponsor of the stadium currently being used by the Las Vegas Raiders of the NFL? Is it Spirit? Is it Frontier? Or is it Allegiant?
Allegiance.
Allegiant, baby. Allegiant. Yes, yes. Allegiant's a good airline. I heard about Spirit. I used to work at the airport. I heard about Spirit, though. I'm scared to fly Spirit. And then there's some people that say, nah, it's really not that bad. And then there's people like, dude, it is that bad. It's mixed feelings, I guess. Oh, man. Hey, I appreciate you guys. You guys have any shots out you want to give before we head out of this segment?
I think to Arizona Charlie's, of course, for supporting our, believing in our vision. And also,
Our vendors, the vendors that keep coming back, the vendors that believe in it, and those that sell out. I'm props to them. You know,
yes,
we do advertise. We do our best to get the word out. But those that push it hard, you could tell because they sell out.
To that one that gave us this opportunity, and to the loved ones that we lost, that I wish were here to see us.
Yeah.
I love it.
There, but I know they're watching us.
I love it. I love it.
Thank God.
I love it. Yes, you guys, this is beautiful. I love it. There's nothing like a family business. Not only I can see you guys with the Amazon, for some reason I can see you guys with a podcast too. Whenever you guys, start thinking about that. Yeah, that would be real cool, especially like with you guys three. There's nobody really doing that with the daughter. The daughters, the dad, and you guys have a business and a life. That's interesting stuff. You guys could have topics for years. So think about that. Yeah, just think about that.
Yeah, we'll see. Yeah.
All right, you guys. So I appreciate you. Audience, thank you guys for tuning in. Make sure you go check out 702 Market. If you're a vendor, make sure you tap in with them and get with one of their events. And in the show notes, I have all their social media handles in the show notes. You guys can click on there. You guys check the content out. They have content. They're constant on content. They're consistent with it. If anything's too, if you probably have a creator that you're friends with, you've probably seen them attend one of the markets and created content. Make sure you show up, you guys. All you creators and foodies, show up also, create content. Help spread the word, you guys, okay? I love you guys. Thank you for tuning in. Make sure you download this episode and connect with 702 Market. Hey, I appreciate you guys. Thank you for joining.
Thank you.
All right. Love you guys and see you next Friday.
Next Friday.
Thank you for tuning in. Make sure to follow, subscribe, and download. Also, you can email us. Email the show. Any questions, you can email us at visitvegasplaces@gmail.com. And that's visitvegasplaces@gmail.com. And you can also support the show. Support is always welcome. Make sure you can follow the link inside the show notes, and that is on Cash App, $VisitVegas, $VisitVegas. Follow us on all social media platforms, you guys, and that's at Visit Vegas Places. And that's whether it's TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, all the good stuff. Thank you guys for tuning in, and we will see you next Friday at 12 noon Pacific Time Standard.